If your sales for wholesale have stalled, I want you to take 2 minutes today and do something about it. I built a quiz to help you find and fix your wholesale blind spot. It's 7 questions, takes 2 minutes, and you will walk away knowing what's standing between you and stronger sales on the wholesale side of things. It's free, it's fast, and it might be the most useful 2 minutes that you spend on your business this week. Go to prooftoproduct.com/blindspot. That's prooftoproduct.com/blindspot and take this free quiz today. Hey friend, welcome back to Proof Your Product. Today's episode is a short excerpt from a previous conversation I had with one of our amazing Paper Camp students. I really love using this podcast to spotlight the incredible things that our students are doing because there is so much value in hearing how other product brands are navigating wholesale in real time. These episodes are also a great reminder that there is no singular path to success when it comes to selling wholesale. You, my friend, get to decide what works best for you and your brand. Whether you choose to exhibit at trade shows or sell to key accounts, whether you hire a sales team, or simply just how you set up your sales and marketing systems for wholesale too. Today, you're getting an inside look at how one brand does things, which will surely spark ideas for you. If you want to listen to the full episode, check the show notes for that link. And if you want to get personalized support as you grow your wholesale sales channel, I want to invite you to join the waitlist for the next round of Paper Camp. To learn more, head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. That's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Paper Camp is a 4-week live coaching program where we will help you build out a wholesale sales and marketing ecosystem tailored to your particular brand and your particular products and your particular needs. All right, let's get into today's mini episode. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
I made a deal with myself that if I was going to do this much marketing, that each piece of content that I made had to also serve another purpose for me in furthering my goals, in helping me learn something and helping me like create other things. So I think that was a good deal to make with myself because it, you know, it has resulted, like, for example, I really love to illustrate recipes. And so I started doing that as part of our marketing, and I got to illustrate my first cookbook last year, which was so amazing and so
amazing.
Fun. Yeah, it was really exciting. So, and I think that happened partly because I had been sending out those emails with illustrated recipes in them, you know? So,
yeah.
But we send an email every week to our wholesale customers and to our retail customers. And sometimes it's the same email, but sometimes it's different. It's a lot of work. It's like a big chunk of what we do. So recently I hired a marketing manager. She started in early February and it's been a game changer. She is amazing. She's doing excellent work. And I think it's really going to be like the thing that kind of carries us forward into the next phase because, you know, we've gotten to the point where, you know, we do 2 releases of new greeting cards a year. And really between that and the marketing, that's my year, basically every year, you know, between that and the marketing and managing the team and figuring out all the systems. And I've had to be really kind of ruthless in my focus on wholesale greeting cards. I think that's why we've been successful because I really haven't tried to do anything else, even just retail cards, much less art prints. We released some kitchen towels, which I'm really proud of, but they are like 1%, you know, of our sales. And I mean, right now it's like 85% wholesale and like 7% retail and like 7% licensing. And so that's the mix right now. But I do hope that we can grow, especially the licensing side. I mean, I really want to do more editorial work and illustration. And I also really love making, I learned how to make patterns a couple of years ago. I took Bonnie Christine's immersion course. And it's taken me a couple of years to really figure out how to make my designs translate into that. I mean, speaking of being in the gap, I was like hardcore in the gap with that for a long time. It was pretty wild to just be like right back at the beginning again with a new skill. But I feel like I've really cracked it now. And it's really just a matter of like having the time to put in, to put all the patterns together and to like pitch them. I like the idea of working with other brands to manufacture things because I just don't have the bandwidth to figure out manufacturing a lot of other kinds of products. You know, I feel really good about cards and art prints. I feel like we do those things well and but other people are just so good at manufacturing things like gift bags. I mean, working with Red Cap cards to make gift bags would be, I mean, let me just put that out there.
Put it
out.
I really want to do that someday.
You know, gift wrap, like things like that.
I love what you're saying about focusing on one thing and doing it very well. And I just want to share this publicly that you had told me previously that your revenue tripled since 2020. And it sounds to me like that growth was really attributed to the focus you had on specifically selling wholesale and the focus you had on specifically selling your cards and your prints, along with maybe a few other things. But then also you were very dialed into your systems and your infrastructure of the business. So growing your team in a way that brought the right people onto the team in the right roles to really focus on growing the sales portion of it and nurturing your customers and also expanding on the marketing front. But then also investing in outside support too. I mean, having done Paper Camp and Immersion and working with Ali from Verb House and Lindsay from Ellen Grace Marketing, like those were very strategic moves that again helped you build the foundations for which you've grown. Is it safe to say like all those things combined are what you can attribute this tripling your revenue in 4 years?
100%. I mean, it's really just, like I said, just like ruthless discipline in a lot of ways, because I really want to just try all these new things. But I mean, I learn a lot from every one of these. I love learning, but definitely like setting up those systems.
All right. I hope this conversation gave you a few ideas and maybe even a clearer picture of what is possible for you as you continue to grow your wholesale business. Hearing from others that are navigating wholesale, making their decisions, building momentum, that can be incredibly helpful as you map out your own next steps. And if you are ready for more structured support, where we walk you through how to build and grow your wholesale ecosystem step by step, then I want to invite you to join the waitlist for Paper Camp. You can do that at proofedoproduct.com/papercamp. This program has helped thousands of product brands worldwide who sell a wide range of product types. We're talking candles, jewelry, home decor, apparel, stationery, and general gift. And we would love the opportunity to help you too. So again, you can learn more and join that waitlist at proofedoproduct.com/papercamp. Thanks so much for hanging out today. I will be back soon with another new episode.